Shabbat Chinah, Parakei, how one should contemplate and misboining and reflect the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his creation, and especially that of man. Not only the biological miracles of man, mafilasos, rofichobosra mafilasos, and the shaman and guf, and one individual, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to use all the parts of our body in a proper and spiritual way. Mainly, Vayipach b'yapav nishmas chayim, said many times, that this nishmas chayim, this spiritual life that he blew into our nostrils, came out the koyach hadibur, the ruach b'malo, the koyach to speak. Speak does not mean sounds. Speaks means speech. Speak means intelligent sounds, communication. The Chofetz Chaim tells us the koyach hadibur is levate bohemis mashiyish belibo machshava. He speaks about the koyach, the dibur, in terms of able to express that which you have in your machshavas, in your thoughts, to be able to express it. B'diburim to achirim, to express it to whom? To your chaverim, to your parents, to your children, to your talmidim, to your friends, to the world. V'aloshin, he says, is a shliach hamachshav. The machshavoshin and the lev are shluchim, are agents, are messengers for hamachshav. Machshavta shalodim nikeres betoch ma'isav, the Gemara says. In this case, the ma'isav could be his dibur, his speech. The Kosh Baruch Hu gave us this koyach different than an animal. The koyach of speech is to be able to relate one with the other. Krisis bris bein bnei adam, to be able to speak to a person, to reveal his feelings, halei v'aloshin, together. This is something unique. The man, and only man, has these koyachos. I'd like to mention only, the Chofetz Chaim does not mention v'dibarta bom. We speak about dibur between speaking one with the other. But it says v'dibarta bom, which is a pasuk referring to Talmud Torah. He doesn't mention the fact that if we speak divrei Torah. Isn't that wonderful? This elevates us. The reason why perhaps he doesn't mention this, because not necessarily does one need to fulfill Talmud Torah by speaking. Machshava. Thinking about Torah is also a part of Talmud Torah. To speak to others, of course, it has to be through dibur. But you can fulfill the mitzvah of v'dibarta bom by machshava, thinking in Torah, which according to Vilna Gaon held that here kedibur dami, that the Vilna Gaon held that one is not permitted even to think about Torah until he first says the brach on Torah. The lasuk b'dibur Torah, the shibuch habon mikol amin. The Chofetz Chaim is not discussing that. He's discussing the koyach hadibur in relationship with your fellow man. In relationship to your fellow man, the koyach hadibur is very important. And I'd like to mention a few concepts where we find the koyach hadibur in halacha, which shows what the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in giving us the power of speech. We all know the Kabbalah Soma Chushimayim, is expressed by the Shema Yisro, by Kriya Shema, the first, the second, the third, three parshas that are said, Kabos Omar Shemayim, Kabos O Mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Mitzvahs that are knowing in the daytime, not at night. And everyone knows that when one says Kriya Shema, one is not permitted to speak. It's a hefsek. It's a hefsek hadas, an interruption. An interruption. Yet the Mishnayos tell us in Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel, the second parak in Brachas, that there are times that one is permitted and should interrupt his Kriya Shema and speak words of Shol Meshiv. Shol and sometimes Meshiv. And sometimes Meshiv, if a person speaks to you and says good morning to you, you can answer. And there are times that you should say good morning to the person without him first saying good morning to you. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Now one is permitted even in Kriya Shema, at certain spots of the Kriya Shema, between one paragraph and another paragraph, we're more lenient in terms of shoel than in between one sentence and another, between one idea and another. What do you see? Importance of a shalom aleichem. To greet a person, not necessarily to speak with the person in Torah, not even bar to bum. Everyone you see in the street, you have to say the Dvar Torah, you have to say the Dvar Torah, you have to say the Dvar Torah. No, that you don't have to. But Shalom Aleichem you have to. Shalom Aleichem, to greet a person. The Gemara says in Brachas, if someone says good morning to you, and you don't respond, kill Gozo. You're a Gazi, you're taking away his self-respect, self-esteem. By not answering him. And Shalom Aleichem. And Shalom Aleichem. The Dibarta, the Koach HaDibur is not just the Koach HaDibur of Talmud Torah. One can fulfill Talmud Torah in other ways. The Dibur is to be able to relate to other people, to give over your Machshava, to greet a person, to say good morning to a person, to say good morning, Safra Tova Lamar. Those words can go so far. Very far. Also, we all know on the Shabbos that the Chachamim added on many restrictions only to enhance the Shabbos and make us aware today is Shabbos, not just a rest day or a Saturday. It's Shabbos. And in Toshim Shabbos Raglecha, Asus Chavosech V'Yom Kodshi, at Shabbos, the Rambam says, and the Halacha says, Shalo yehe, yalucha b'Shabbos kelucha b'chol, shalo tehe teltucha b'Shabbos kitzucha b'chol, shalo yehe diburcha b'Shabbos kitiburcha b'chol. The way you walk on Shabbos is not the way you walk during the week. You don't rush home, rush, rush, rush. You're calmer. You don't touch certain items that we call muksa, that have no purpose. Not on Shabbos. And also speaking. When one speaks, no divrei chol. No mundane words. Words of business. Ideas that you are involved in the entire week. No. It should be Shabbos words. Chesed words. Torah words. Zemiris. Songs. Yishami says, best is not to speak at all. On Shabbos, one should not speak anything. Only Divrei Torah, Zmiras, Tefillah, learning, and Betzel. However, the Yishami says, that even though one should really not speak, according to Yishami, but two words he can say, good Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. Vatican Stand Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. To be able to walk down the street and do everyone you greet good Shabbos. Now, why should you say good Shabbos to an individual whom you have no idea who he is? You never spoke to him before. Yes, he's Jewish. You have to say good. Is that what it says in Shulchan Aruch? Where is it saying in Shulchan Aruch that you have to greet everyone by saying good Shabbos even though you don't know who he is? And he's not your friend. He's not your parent. He's not your relative. He's a total stranger. And you should magdim shalom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was magdim shalom chawadim. I feel it to a non-Jew. Magdim shalom. And Shabbos, to be able to speak to people and say, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Shabbos, one has to confine himself in what he speaks. But when it comes to Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is all about. And that all comes, emerges from the Koyach HaDibur. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this Koyach HaDibur, if not for that reason? You have no idea what a good word can go, how far it can go. How when you go to Menachem Avil, Avelim, Rachman Aslan, what are you supposed to say to Avelim? What are you supposed to say? I'm sorry. How old was the person? How old was he? How did he die? Tell me all the details. Because I have the same sickness. So you're preparing me for death too? Or, Hamokim Menachem Eschem, Soch Avil Stil Mishalayim. Those words, Hamokim Menachem Eschem. I cannot comfort you. No one around us can comfort you. Hamokim, this is our wish. This is what we have to say, those words. You can sit hours and hours by the oval and stare at him and listen to what he says. But you're not fulfilling the mitzvah unless you say, before you leave, Hamokim Menachem Eschem. That's what I came to hear. And that's what I came to say. If I can say additional things about the person who passed away, but Hamokim Menachem Eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should comfort you. The Koyach HaDibur. This Koyach HaDibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, this itself shows us the godless Habori, that he not only made man, but interests himself, what is he going to do with man? What are we here for? Alev v'aloshin v'adibur mashlim hagdorazod. The definition of man is his heart, his speech, what he says in the dibur, the words that come out of his mouth. This is a different creature, a different creation. This is the first Yisad. Right afterwards, the Chovetz Chovetz mentions something else. I just want to mention, before I go further, that dibur also can relate being Adam Lamokam. And not in the sense of the Talmud Torah, but Mizvadu is Chatasim. That the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of tshuva, a person does a chet, a sin, and needs to repent, so there's a certain format, a certain procedure with which he has to do tshuva, repentance. And all of this has to be done with a process of vidui. Misvado es chatas. The Koyach HaDibur. Shmias Oizen, he hears what he's saying. Yesham the Bugad, the Gazal, the Barandoifi. He says about himself all the averas he committed, but he has to be able to hear it with the Koyach HaDibur. He has to express it. Dibur is not only a communication between man and his fellow man. It's not just a communication to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need our dibur. We need our dibur. Yodei al machshavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our machshavos. So why do we have to speak? Why do we need Shmias Oizen? Why do we have to hear our words? When we say Krishna, when we spell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why? That we should take notice of what we're saying. That when we say vidui, and we utter the words, vidui is not where we have to relate our words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vidui is we have to relate our words to ourselves. We have to hear what we sing about ourselves to be able to express those words, and my ears should hear it, is very, very painful. Very painful. I've got to keep it to myself. I don't want to hear it even. To be able to express it. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in man, the Kach HaDibur. The Chavis HaVavis doesn't mention that. He mentions only the Bein Odim LaChaveru. But this Dibur is an essential part in vidui of tshuva that we should hear Shmias Oiz. We should hear what we're saying. For many people, if you took a tape recorder and the person that's speaking on the tape recorder would now replay it and hear his own words, this is what you said. For many people, it'd be very painful. Oy. I said this. Oy. Look how I sound. Look how I talk. To be aware, we should have the Shmias Oiz. The Koach HaDibur of speech, of words, of formulation, enunciation, is for yourself. If you're chaver, you just have to say good morning. Say a good morning. Call up a person and say, how are you? Have a nice day. That's all. It goes so far, so far. So much so. Now, what is the definition of an oyev? An enemy. He's my enemy. How much money did he embezzle? He called him his enemy. How many millions did you entrust in him? In the stock market, that you have the right to call him your enemy. What is the hagdor of an enemy according to Allah? An enemy is someone that for 3 days he saw me and I saw him. We never greeted each other. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. That's an enemy. For 3 days I saw you and you didn't answer. You didn't say anything. I looked at you, looked at me. Not we didn't notice each other. We noticed each other as a Koach HaDibur. Then he's an enemy. He's considered an enemy. A Sonny! And no one should have a Sonny. This is the first step of the Koach HaDibur. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man the ability to express himself in another way. He doesn't have a telephone and a cell phone. He doesn't see the individual. And he never will see the individual. Because the individual wasn't born yet. He'll be born in 100 years from now. How can he communicate with such a person? How do you communicate? How do you communicate to a person that you have no contact with, and no cell phone. And that is the osios v'aksiva, the letters and the ksiva, the koyach of writing. Shevehem acharim milim u'mishpatim. Shayyadim modim esmasi adoras hakodmin esmasi ador hanochi es hakoroseim adoras haboyim achreim. You're able to communicate the previous doors, the previous generations, the present generations, the future generations. The koyach of what? The koyach of ksiva, or expressing yourself through writing. Writing svarim, writing books. The koyach of ksiva. Through writing, one experiences the past, the present, and future. People can read the words of those who are not present, those who are far away, distant, can communicate with them, them and their families, not only them, but for future generations, to let them know about happy things, misfortunate things. This is the kind of chassid I'm writing. I'd like to add on something else. This is Beinot Lechaveru, that before the Torah was given, and when there was a marriage between a man and a woman, and the marriage did not work out, and everyone agreed that they should separate, or let's call the word divorce, what was the process of divorce? How did one divorce his wife? They no longer have any relationships with each other, no longer any association. How did they do it? By saying the man says to the wife, or the man just leaves the wife, or the man tells the wife to leave. Leave with the koyach hadibur. Leave. We cannot be together anymore. However, when the Torah was given, this is absolutely no way one is not fulfilling the mitzvah of Gerushin. It has to be because of those sefer krisis v'nosim b'yod v'shichol b'esa v'yisali shachar. V'kos sav lo sefer krisis. V'kos sav. You, the husband, or have an agent represent you, the sefer, on your behalf, the cause of a safer crisis than us on the other. Right here. That shows more dignity. There are times that one should not speak to the person. Sending a card can have a better effect. A card writing. Express yourself in writing. There's a proof that this is the deed that I have for my great-grandfather, that this building belongs to me. Look at this deed. We have some of the letters of the president that is celebrating his birthday, Abraham Lincoln. I have a letter, the writing of Abraham Lincoln, of over 200 years ago. Tell me, should I rip the letter up? Should I use it to clean off the table? Or give it to the museum and get a handsome price for it? Abraham Lincoln's writing. His writing is priceless. It's priceless. Havdil Yuev Iksav Yad Rav Chaim of the Vilna Gaon, which they have, a Rav Knieger, his writing. But you have to work hard to understand what he says, his writing. Because of a safer crisis, you have to write her dignified. In dignity, you write her in a proper way, lishma, all the halachas of getting. And sign properly and have this woman in mind and have this man in mind, exactly which woman and which man. And with this get, she has a right to collect a ksuba. A ksuba is also writing a document. It's not a marriage contract. It's not a marriage contract. A ksuba happens to come about while the chosn and kala are getting married. But it's the shtar is chayvus, it's an obligation the husband has towards his wife during the marriage. He obligates himself to certain basic and fundamental requirements the husband should feel. The first of all, he says, they should honor his wife. Eflach v'farnes, eflach. I will honor you. He puts it in writing. If you say it, I said it, That was already then. I just got married. But this is in writing. Yamdu Yomim Rabim is forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into man this koiches of using his fingers, which is a blessing for the Ribbono Shel Olam. To use his fingers and all parts of his body, his thumbs, his fingers, in a way, as the Chovos Avos tells us, that he can take his hands and fingers and he can draw, he can write, embroider, kindle fire, perform other works, skills later, the Koyach fingers. He used it for a certain purpose. And this way, he writes a ksuba with the fingers, unfortunately, if he has to, he writes a get. A document which indicates that they're now divorced and no longer husband and wife. The Koyach ksuba. Dibur and ksuba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man could be and understood even more by the marshal that I think I once mentioned. The Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim VaHaaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world and created man. He created man. What are we supposed to do here? I told you the Ma'aseh of Rav Chatzko. Of Chatzal Mir Mashgiach, the Mashgiach in Panovich Yeshiva also in Eretz Yisrael. And while he was in Panovich, last years of his life, the Rebbetzin received a very, very large package overseas from America. She was so excited. So excited. She opened the package and she saw what was given, something very heavy. And then she became very frustrated. Extremely frustrated. Why? Receiving a nice present from America? Why was she frustrated? Because she had no idea what it was. It was an electric mixer. An electric mixer. And she never in her life ever saw an electric mixer. Didn't have the slightest idea what you do with it. You wash your hair in it, your feet. It's a stand. She had no idea whatsoever. What is this? This is it. This it. What is it? When the Rav came home of Chatzko, he saw that she was very upset. And finding out the reason, she asked him, what is it? He was just like her. He had the slightest idea. The slightest idea. Although he said, we can find out. Look in the instructions. She had taken the instructions and threw it in the garbage. She didn't realize what it was. She didn't know it and she didn't know what was with it. It and with it. She wasn't with it. After he pulled all the garbage and found someone that knew English, he could explain it to him. That Shabbos, the Rebbetzin made a kugel that never before in her life did taste so delicious as that Shabbos kugel. And the challahs that she made, and the cakes that she made, and all the macholim, matamim, that one needs with a lakic mixer for Shabbos and for chol, she used it. She was so happy and so impressed. Of Chatzko, when he gave his shmuz in his house, in shtub, the Bochum came in and sat around the table. Right in the middle of the table was this electric mixer, which the Talmidim themselves had no idea what it was. And this is how Rav Chatzko explained it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, created man, with a koyach adibur, with a koyach ashmiya, with a koyach ksiva. What are we supposed to do with it? What are we here? What do you do with it? You're here, man, man, you're here. What are we supposed to do with this world? What are we supposed to do with our mouth, with our ears, with our eyes, with our hands and our feet, with the koach that we have to write. What should we do with it? Write bills? Sign signatures on checks? That's outdated. No more. Now we have credit cards. In fact, signing, went ahead of Shiloh Chalamoid. You know, in a credit card, you have to sign your name. He says, I don't sign Chalamoid. How do I get food? Money we don't have. All you have to do is put a dot there. Dot, 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 dot. So it'll go through. You don't have to sign your name either. So what's the purpose of a ksiva? In our modern time, ksiva sefer Torah, ksiva for sforim, ksiva for anniversary cards, birthday cards, shatayma cards, chasna cards, benon lachaveronika cards. That's a reason for the ksiva. To write parshas for mezuzah, for tefillin. That's why he gave us the koach ksiva. It'll come, perhaps, it's not far-fetched what I'm saying, that every average American, and every human being will not know how to write. And why should he? There's no need to know how to write. There's no need to know how to add either. You don't have to know arithmetic anymore. The machines will take care of everything faster than you will ever be able to do it. But the ksiva, the dibur ksiva, will look in the instructions. Why do we need to talk? Why do we need to write? Not for checks. Not for chayvus. Mitzvahs. And others have to communicate. So this is perhaps the first two ideas mentioned in the Chayvus Avavus, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made just not man, the Bria man, but also the Hanhogis, how man relates being Adam L'Chavero, especially through the Koyach HaDibur and the Koyach HaKsiva. Now I'd like to go on and mention something else. And that is, further on the Chayvus HaVavus, he mentions in the Bria itself, we know, Vayer Vavoker Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shishi, Yom Revi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created night or day, light and darkness. We speak about darkness, one would say that that is not a bracha. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness is not something that's productive, creative, but it's in the world. It's not a dover tov. In the Shai Yichud, the Chayvus HaVavus, in the beginning of his first volume of the Sefer, he points out that Choshech, Toshes Choshech V'Loyla, you should feel the Choshech in this Laila. That means that Laila, a pasuk by Yitovid HaMelech, tells us that Laila is not the absence of light. Darkness is not the absence of light. That actually the world is dark, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu created light. He created the light, he created the sun and light. And if once you take that away, so willy-nilly, automatically you have darkness. No. Darkness is a bria. That there's a purpose for the darkness. It just didn't come. While the world was just dark, so sometime the world is not dark. And if not, it goes back to the original creation. That has a purpose. That the Choshech is not like people think, was not a creation, b'kavona. The choshech is a bria, a creation from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To create toshish choshech, create choshech, darkness. The Chavis HaVavis then explains to us here in Shah B'china, in Perek Hay, explains to us what are the milas of the choshech. What are the milas of darkness of 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when it's pitch dark? If we didn't have any lanterns, if we didn't have any street lights, lights in the car, choshech, we wouldn't be able to walk. Impossible. So dark. Be dangerous. What good is this darkness? So he mentions that darkness is a toelas gadol. It's a great toelas benefit, a great plus for man. If the benefits of darkness, if there were no darkness, and it'd be 24/7, literally, of light, then people would become wearisome, weak, their activities and movements would be suspended at its arrival, and their bodies would weaken, wear out, would not be so productive, because they wouldn't rest. We rest basically because there's less activity in the world. Less activity. We have daylight savings time, so there should be more activity. And less night, more daylight. For whatever reason. What does the darkness do? It distinguishes clearly time. The importance of Zman. It's not 24/7 light. Man would not stop, and man would not see a difference. But when he has darkness, then he knows the difference between the day and the night, and the darkness will cause man to rest in order to be productive the next day. We don't live for darkness. We don't live for sleep. We sleep in order to live. It's a prerequisite. Just like Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif is a difference than all week. There's a difference between the Shabbos and the Yontif. There should be a quite clear difference between darkness and light. This darkness. Man needs a light at night to do his work, to care for the sick. And therefore he has a light. But how does he have a light? It's dark. The koyach avesh, the koyach electricity. Because Baruch Hu put into man the ability, and before Edison, and even by Mamre Har Sinai, they did not rub two stones together. That's the Stone Age. They were already intelligent and knew. Flints and lanterns they had by Kabbalah Sator, which doesn't apply to Shabbos. Aish shows creativity in man. Because Baruch Hu gave us. I would like to mention that Laila is a birchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, L'teisim pi elyon, haroz v'atov. Everything is tov. Not bad. Why does it say in the plural? Haro'os, bad things, va'tov, in good. It should be tovos, rose and tovos, bad things and good things, or ra v'tov in the singular. Why is tov in the singular and rose in the plural? It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Tumimah wants to explain as follows. As far as man is concerned, if he had a day where it was a successful business, he had a good breakfast, a good lunch, he had a good sleep, everything was wonderful, beautiful day. He came home that night, and unfortunately he slipped and broke his foot. Broke his foot. You ask him, how was your day? Terrible. Terrible day. So many good things happened. So many good things happened. Once this happened to him, terrible day. A man can have wealth and health, but Rachman Islam, he has no children. How's life? Terrible. A man has children, happy marriage. How's your life? Terrible. We have no parnasa. Life is terrible. So therefore, every little thing, you have so much to be thankful for, but if they find one dot, all of life. Tov is all the time. Tov has to be 100% tov for me to say tov. Rose can be various things, a thousand different things is rose. Ra, terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't operate this way. There's no rose and there's no tov. Kol dover achmona letav of it. Tav means kula tav. Even if you think it's difficult, how do you call this tav? The way I'm living? I'm so poor? The tav of it. It's kul tov. It's for your benefit if you understand it or not. Lila. Lila. Can't see, can't travel, can't go outside. It's dangerous. People years ago went to sleep very early and got up early. And then based on darkness, based on the Seis HaChavim, sunset, and Alos HaShachar. Alos are up, and by Seis HaChavim they were sleeping. The night before Seis HaChavim, when the stars appeared, they're ready to go to sleep. And the dawn came, they're ready to jump up and go to work. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in reference to Lila, the Chavis Avos tells us the Lila is to our benefit, to prepare us for the day, and distinguish between the day and night, and to realize that we need rest. Even Paro was convinced by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayarbis Tivlosam. Moshe said to Paro, give these people a day rest, and they'll work better than 6 days. He says you have a point there. Moshe Rabbeinu had an intent that he should have Shmiras HaShabbos. Shmiras HaShabbos. He couldn't present that to Paro, so he presented it in a logical format, because Shabbos is not logical. Shabbos is not logical. Can't carry Kleenex on Shabbos? From your house to the street, she's around a piece of Kleenex? That's not logic. You can't write Olive Bays? Olive Bays? Can't hold a pen on Shabbos? That's not logic. So he told Paro, a day of rest. If you give them the day of rest, they'll work better the other days. If we rest at night, we can work better in the daytime. A good night's rest. Makes good sense. So Rambam tells us, Zichos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, the last halacha in that Perek Gimel, Af al pi, she mitzvah lilmud b'yom v'laylo, v'gisa b'yom v'laylo, the Rambam says, ein odim lomad, rov chachmoso, ela b'laylo. That laylo, that we think is just an absence of day, and not realizing it's a bria, a creation by itself, you shouldn't waste one night by only eating and drinking and talking and being merry and going to sleep. to make sure to learn every single night. It doesn't say how much, but to learn. Omer Chachamim, Ein Minu Shel Torah Ela Belailo, Kumironi Belailo, Choisik Betorah Belailo, if he learns in Laila. Hu Chut Shachesed Nimshech Olo Biyom. He'll be mushpa. He'll be influenced by this learning and the thread of kindness that Kodesh Baruch will bestow upon him even in the daytime. Chobayis, Shein Yishmoyim Bo Divrei Torah Belailo, Eisha Chasa. So Laila is given not to work, you work in the daytime. By Alos to Seisachan. Or for Shkia to Seisachan. Sunrise, sunset. What do you do at night? Limana Torah. When there's no creativity physical, there's a time to learn. Limud HaTorah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Laila. For Limud HaTorah. We think is useless, dangerous, if you want to portray an Albert Hitchcock mystery of a murder, of a future murder in the next 5 minutes, I feel a murder is going to happen, and you're right. So how does he portray it? Nighttime, darkness, thunder, lightning, two people walking in the dark, and all of a sudden, a shot. A gunshot. Oh, that's a beautiful picture. That's a beautiful picture. Now you're talking. Now you're talking realistic. That's what the night is all about. Killings at night. At night. That's what night is all about. And the Yid goes ahead and shows that this night is the night of Isikvatar. The nights are Isikvatar. The Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, that Adam Rishon thought the world is going to be destroyed. Because why? Either he was born in Nisan or in Tishrei Nivroilim, and he saw the sunset was earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. He saw for sure that the nights are longer and the days are shorter, the world's going to be destroyed. Until it came Tavis. And the Shkia got a little more, one more minute, 2 more minutes. So my first Rebbe, Zechariah Bruch, Rabbi Sarah Lansky, told me as a little boy, he said, this is where the Christianity got December 25th. Because it was always a day of a holiday from the time of Adam Rishon. That time. Because that's when the sun set a little bit later, with the earliest spot, and now it was getting a little later. It was happy. The world's not going to be destroyed. Laila represents Choshech, represents darkness, represents destruction. Destruction of the world. What keeps up the world? Bereishis Mishvila Torah, Shinni Bereishis. The Torah keeps up this world. And what does this world compare to? Choshech. Olam Haba is compared to Yom. This world is compared to Choshech. And what keeps up this world of Choshech? Torah. When do we show this the most? Of course you have to learn Torah day and night. Of course you'll tell me that if I'm more awake, I can learn better in the daytime. But still, what keeps up the world? And this world is really Choshech. Choshech means you can't see. What can't you see? You're better off if you didn't see the schmutz. Darkness is wonderful. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hester Punim. You don't see the Borei Olam in this world. It's not nigla, it's not obvious. It's not in front of us. But a learned person learns Torah. Learns Torah, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world of Choshech, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mazel bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this essence, this metzias of Choshech. The metzias of Choshech. There's another proof of the realization and the evidence that there's a Borei Olam, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. These are some of the ideas. is found in Chovas Avos, and this parak is parak of dynamite. That we should contemplate, we should think about, and mechazik ourselves, and to show that the Borei Olam created this world, and he created us, that we know, but our activities also. Our activities and how we do these activities show that there's a Borei Olam in this world. There's a creator. We have to be reminded upon this all the time. Whatever we do, we're doing L'malach Hashem. Kol po Hashem L'malach. Whatever we're doing for your sake. Thank you very much and good night.